I know that our last conversation was not completely satisfactory to you, Erasmus. I apologize for that. These ideas are unfinished. I am tormented or tantalized by the sense that I'm almost in view of something that is at the limit of my comprehension. I dream of being in the sea, treading water, trying to see a beacon on shore, but the view is blocked by the crests of the waves. Sometimes, when conditions are perfect, I can pop up high enough to glimpse it. But then, before I can form any firm impression of what it is I'm seeing, I sink back down of my own weight and get slapped in the face by another wave. I feel that way all the time, when I am trying to understand something new, I said. Then one day, all of a sudden...
You just get it, Orlo said.
Yeah, the idea is just there, fully formed. Many have noted this, of course. I believe it is related, in a deep way, to the sort of mental process I was speaking of the other day. The brain takes advantage of quantum effects. I'm sure of it.
I know just enough about it to know that what you just said has been controversial for a long, long time.
This affected him not at all. But after I looked in his eye long enough, he finally gave a shrug. So be it.
Did Saman ever talk to you of Sant-Grode's machines?
No. What is it?
A syntactic device that made use of quantum theorics. Before the second sack, his forerunners and ours worked together on such things. Sant-Grode's machines were extremely good at solving problems that involved sifting through many possible solutions at the same time. For example, the lazy peregrine.
That's the one where a wandering frog needs to visit several maths, scattered randomly around a map?
Yes, and the problem is to find the shortest route that will take him to all of the destinations.
I kind of see what you mean, I said. One could draw up an exhaustive list of every possible route,
but it takes forever to do it that way, Orlo said. In a Sant-Grode's machine, you could erect a sort of generalized model of the scenario and configure the machine so that it would, in effect, examine all possible routes at the same time.
So, this kind of machine, instead of existing in one fixed, knowable state at any given time, would be in a superposition of many quantum states.
Yes, it's just like an elementary particle that might have spin up or spin down. It is in both states at the same time.
Until someone observes it, I said, and the wave function collapses to one state or the other. So I guess with a Sant-Grode's machine, one eventually makes some observation,
and the machine's wave function collapses to one particular state, which is the answer.
The output, I believe the Eta call it, Orlo said, smiling a little as he pronounced the unfamiliar bit of jargon.
I agree that thinking often feels that way, I said. You have a jumble of vague notions in your mind. Suddenly, bang, it all collapses into one clear answer that you know is right. But every time something happens suddenly, you can't simply chalk it up to quantum effects.
I know, Orlo said.
Do you see where I'm going, though, when I speak of counterfactual cosmi?
I didn't really get it until you brought quantum theorics into the picture, I said. But it's been obvious for a while that you have been developing a theory about how consciousness works. You have mentioned some different phenomena that any introspective person would recognize. I won't bother to go back and list them all. And you have tried to unify them.
My grand unification theory of consciousness, Orlo joked.
Yes, you are saying that they are all rooted in a special ability that the brain has to erect models of counterfactual cosmi in the brain and to play them forward in time, evaluate their plausibility and so on.
Which is utterly insane if you take the brain to be a normal syndev.
Agreed, Orlo said.
It would require an immense amount of processing power just to erect the models, to say nothing of running them forward. Nature would have found some more efficient way to get the job done.
But when you play the quantum card, I said, it changes the game entirely. Now all you need is to have one generalized model of the cosmos, like the generalized map that a Sant-Grode's machine uses to solve the lazy peregrine problem, permanently loaded up in your brain. That model can then exist in a vast number of possible states, and you can ask all sorts of questions of it.
I'm glad that you now understand this in the same way that I do, Orlo said.
I do have one quibble, however.
Oh, boy, I said. Here goes. Traditions die hard among the avowed, Orlo said. And for a very long time it has been traditional to teach quantum theorics to Fids in a particular way that is based on how it was construed by the Theors who discovered it, way back in the time of the Harbingers. And that, Erasmus, is how you were taught as well. Even if I had never met you before today, I would know this from the language that you use to talk about these things. It exists in a superposition of states, observing it collapses the wave function, and so on.
Yes, I know where you are going with this, I said. There are whole orders of Theors, have been for thousands of years, that use completely different models and terminology.
Yes, Orlo said. And can you guess which model, which terminology I am partial to?